1 Chronicles chapter 7. Issachar's four sons were Tola, Pua, Jashub, and Shimron. The sons of Tola were Uzai, Raphaiah, Jeriel, Jamai, Ibsam, and Samuel. They were the heads of their clans from the descendants of Tola, and they were listed as mighty warriors among their generations. They numbered 22,600 in the days of David. Uzai's son was Izrahiah. His sons were Michael, Obadiah, Joel, and Ishiah. All five of them were clan leaders. Along with them, according to the genealogical records of their clans, they had 36,000 troops of the army for battle, for they had many wives and sons. Their relatives from all the clans of Issachar numbered in all 87,000 mighty warriors, as listed in their genealogy. Benjamin's three sons were Bela, Beker, and Jediael. Bela's sons were Esbon, Uzai, Uziel, Jeremoth, and Iri, five heads of clans and mighty warriors. There were 22,034 of them recorded in their genealogy. Beker's sons were Zemira, Joash, Eliezer, Elioenai, Omri, Jeremoth, Abijah, Anathoth, and Alameth. All these were his sons. Recorded in their genealogy, according to their generations, were 20,200 heads of their clans, mighty warriors. The son of Jediael was Bilhan. Bilhan's sons were Jeush, Benjamin, Ehud, Kanaana, Zethan, Tarshish, and Ahishahar. All these were sons of Jediael. Listed in their clan lists were 17,200 heads of houses and mighty warriors fit for military service. The Shuppites and the Huppites were descendants of Ir, and the Hushites were descendants of Ahir. The Shuppites and the Huppites were descendants of Ir, and the Hushites were descendants of Ahir. The sons of Naphtali were Jaziel, Gunai, Jezer, and Shillem, the descendants of Bilhah. The descendants of Manasseh were Azrael, who was his descendant through his Aramean concubine. She gave birth to Maker, the father of Gilead. Then Maker took a wife from the Huppites and the Shuppites, and his sister's name was Maacah. The name of the second was Zelophehad, who had only daughters. Then Maacah, wife of Maker, bore a son, and she called him Peresh, and his brother's name was Sheresh, and his sons were Ulam and Rakam. The son of Ulam was Bedan. These were the descendants of Gilead, who was the son of Maker, who was the son of Manasseh. Gilead's sister, Hamoleketh, gave birth to Ishod, Abiezer, and Mala. The sons of Shemida were Ahion, Shechem, Lichai, and Anaim. The descendants of Ephraim were Shuthelah, Bered, his son, Tahath, his son, Eliada, his son, Tahath, his son, Zabad, his son, Shuthelah, his son, Ezer, and Eliad were killed by men of Gath, natives in the land, when they went to steal their livestock. Ephraim, their father, mourned for them many days, and his brothers came to comfort them. He went to his wife. She conceived and bore a son. Ephraim named him Beriah, because tragedy had come to his family. His daughter was Shira, who built Lower and Upper Beth Horon and Uzzen Shira. Repha was his son, Resheph his son, Tila his son, Tahan his son, Ladan his son, Amihud his son, Eliasham his son, Nun his son, and Joshua was his son. Their possessions and residences were Bethel and its surrounding villages. They extended eastward to Naaran and westward to Jezer and its villages, and to Shechem and its villages, to Aya and its villages. On the border with Manasseh were Beth Shan and its villages, Taanach and its villages, Megiddo and its villages, and Dor and its villages. In these towns the descendants of Joseph, son of Israel, lived. Asher's sons were Imnah, Ishva, Ishvi, and Beriah. Sarah was their sister. Beriah's sons were Heber and Malkiel, who was the father of Birzeath. Heber's sons were Japhlet, Shomer, and Hotham. Shua was their sister. Japhlet's sons were Pasek, Bimhal, and Ashvath. These were Japhlet's children. Shomer, Japhlet's brother, had these sons, Roga, Haba, and Aram. Shemer's brother Helam had these sons, Zopha, Imnah, Shelish, and Amal. Zophah's sons were Sua, Harnepher, Shuel, Berai, Imrah, Bezer, Hod, Shama, Shilsha, Ithran, and Bera. Jether's sons were Jephunneh, Pispah, and Ara. Ullah's sons were Ara, Haniel, and Riziah. All these were descendants of Asher. They were heads of clans, distinguished men, mighty warriors, and chief among the leaders. There were 26,000 men listed who were fit for military service recorded in their genealogy.